Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Weedsday Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Bellstar.
And the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona. And the world at large.
We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call live at 646-915-8421. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on all social media, or email thctucson@gmail.com.
We'd like to thank Tumbleweeds Health Center and Studio Scene, along with our many sponsors, for hosting our show every week. With the lowest price certifications in town, you'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things related to medical cannabis education.
Visit Tumbleweeds Health Center at 4826 East Broadway Boulevard or online at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. And remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate.
Give a huge shout out. Who else, when you say, "Oh my God, I have a cannabis emergency," will stop everything, drop everything, forget about food, come running, and save your life? None other than the Cannabis Kid to do that for you. Oh, we love this boy. Thanks for the emergency. Yeah,
you're welcome.
Everyone in the green room, they're crying. I know, you guys are yelling.
They're boxing the tissue from the closet.
Yes, they're green. I know.
Oh my God, we can't even help it.
Oh, but yes, yeah. So a friend of ours had an attack, and we had to go help out. Spiders suck. Yeah. Spiders. Okay. Sometimes they're good for their whatever, but they're not good for your cannabis plant. So a friend called. He's like,
"Yeah,
guys, get over here." He's freaking out. He's like, "You guys gotta get over here." So.
I had a lot of ideas on what to do with this plant.
Yeah, so one of the great ideas that they thought of was making butter. One of the plants was darn near to completion, but not quite. So they thought, well, we'll just make butter out of that one. Just rinse everything off, rinse all the little spideys, all the little spidey-mans going away. And then the other ones we tried to just trim real quick so it could dry and real fast.
And then so also is another good one is salve.
Yes.
Or a tincture
because
you're
we
cooking
cut off
it.
Each arm.
We
just cut the whole arm, cut it in half, stuck it in a bag, and put it in the freezer, and we're just going to cook the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
He'll just make whatever, salves or butters or lotions or balms. I mean, it's going to be good.
But, you don't feel like you have lost as much.
As much
as it looked like it happened.
Yeah, where's the little we need an
we all know that eating it and smoking it is plenty of people's favorites. But what you know you'll get to do on this time is actually experiment with some more sad teachers and
welcome letters. Netherlands.
Welcome Netherlands.
Hi Netherlands.
Good evening, Netherlands.
Yeah, good evening. I get really cool pictures of beautiful, beautiful flowers from the Netherlands. You know, they kind of look like they grow here, too. they wear different clothes. Anyway, yeah, so there are all sorts of things you can do with an almost finished plant other than cry. You just got to get creative because...
You do. There's so many things that you can do with this plant these days.
Yeah,
so.
You can't waste it. There's no waste involved, which is nice. So the stem, the leaves,
you know, if you get
everything.
It off good enough, and I would juice with it.
Juice
you know,
it.
I've probably eaten many bugs in my life.
But with those little guys, the little spideys, they go away real fast. They don't like water. And they don't like cold. And so if you rinse them off, you can rinse them off pretty well. So... Spiders. I know. I know. Spiders. They're just so devastating. All right.
I wanted to bring up one thing. I know that so last night I was laying in bed and I had a little bit of restless leg syndrome going on.
Okay.
And I have a feeling, I mean, I did have a little bit of sativa yesterday. And that tends to, it depends. Sometimes nothing can take it away. So it could, I've had sativa before, but since I've started using cannabis, I haven't had my restless leg syndrome.
Wow. Yeah.
So.
Hemp's also very good for that.
Right. And I was just watching a little video on Facebook, which I posted on our Facebook page at facebook.com/THCAZ. And that's how you find us. Or just search for us on Tumbleweeds Health Center on Facebook. And it has to do with the restless leg syndrome. It says treated with cannabis or the CBD. And it really does help. So what I did last night is I had a little bit of tincture left, probably about a dropper full. And I think I was out and I rinsed the rest out and swigged it down with some water. But I'm going to need more of that because it took it away within minutes. My legs were relaxed and I was off to sleep. So that's just one thing. My legs just go back and forth. I can't get comfortable.
Huh.
And it's really just my lower body, you know, my upper torso, arms, and head. I mean, we're ready to go to bed.
Right. Yeah, the rest of us are like,
and the two legs down there, it's like thing one and thing two. And it's
they're like dance party.
Let's finish this up, guys.
Yeah, let's just, yeah.
Finish
your next dance. And we're going to bed, okay?
And we're
tell
going
your partners.
To bed.
You don't have to leave, but you can't stay
so
here.
So, if you're out there and you're wondering if you have restless leg syndrome, it's definitely nice to get treated with. It says they're using chewing gum.
Whenever I hit sativas, I start.
Oh, no.
All right, yeah.
So, the chewing gum.
Yeah.
Tinctures. Helps out with sleep.
You know, some people just leave a pipe packed by their bedside. They wake up, they take a hit, and go back to bed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's as simple as a 2-second, done.
Yeah.
A lot of people do that, actually.
Lots of things.
Whatever
you
leave.
Have it right
there,
so you do not have to get up and kind of disturb your sleep as much as your lack of sleep that you're getting. But it's right there. That way you don't have to get yourself out of bed and kind of wake yourself up innocent again.
Yeah.
So, you can come on down to Tumbleweeds and pick up some of your CBD tinctures.
Tumbleweeds Health Center at 4826 East Broadway Boulevard. Come on down, right out front. And our yard looks great now. Thank you very much. I'm going to have to find a business card and give a shout out to our yard people because they did the bomb job.
Mm-hmm.
Landscaping, something like that. So come on down and check us out. And you can go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. You can also check out the Canada Health Magazine online. It's a new online digital magazine. You don't have to go anywhere to your phone to read this.
Mm-hmm.
And they're wonderful new sponsors of ours. Our ads in their magazine now. So you can check out Good morning, Grand Island.
Good morning, Grand Island. Thank you.
What's the weather like over there?
Oh,
over on the island over there. We should have been say something about marijuana. I forgot.
Oh, the thing about we were watching yesterday.
Oh.
They were taking Toronto. No, Vancouver. No.
Well, actually, what I was going to do was play a commercial. But before that, I have to tell you what you qualify for in the state of Arizona if you want to get your card while this one cruises around the Canadian...
We were watching Cannabis Day
yesterday. Yeah, cannabis. It was on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get it at the health center so everyone can see it. Because I just for fun, I was like, what's in weed? And like, boom, this huge list of movies came up and it was just awesome.
Take advantage of those documentaries and things on Amazon, Netflix. All of those places have some really great stuff. Educational material. Really good, juicy stuff. Just about how it's been treated. legalities that come up with it, you know, the stigma that people are put under, judgments that you get, and then not to mention the prison time. Judges, I saw a judge that was feeling very guilty.
I was going to say,
guilty about what he's done, and he started talking about it.
Yeah.
I think we have that posted on our Facebook page, so go and check that out.
Yeah.
But just this stigma that's gone along with cannabis for so long.
It's so sad. Because up until 1941, it was in all the medicine cabinets in our country. And I said that to this lady the other day. I said, it just looked like this. It was in a diet soda or a tincture form. And she's so mad. She said, oh, I knew it.
Oh,
and
not
I thought
mad,
she was
not
getting
mad,
mad
at
me. I thought that's what I thought of her.
Right.
She was getting mad at me. And she's like, oh, I knew it. I knew it. And then I had to show her the Irvin Rosenfeld book and how he's received over 150,000 joints grown and rolled by our federal government for free because he's in the last of the, it's closed down now, but our federal government has its very own medical marijuana program. Not that you can get in it because there are only four people in it now, but
that are getting treated.
Well, there are four people in the program, but two of them
live in Iowa,
and there are no Iowa doctors that'll step up and write the prescription for them. What's wrong with that? That's pretty sad. But we're all going legal pretty soon, so don't worry about it. It's all going to get on the road.
It's that teardrop kind of thing with a ripple effect where people just have to kind of catch on.
But for now, in this state, if you do have PTSD, cancer, glaucoma, HIV, AIDS, ALS, Crohn's, agitation of Alzheimer's, a chronic or debilitating disease or medical condition, or the treatment for a chronic or debilitating disease or medical condition that causes wasting syndrome, severe and chronic pain, severe nausea, seizures, including those characteristic of epilepsy, severe or persistent muscle spasms, including those characteristic of MS.
If you suffer from one of these medical conditions and have been diagnosed by an Arizona licensed physician, medical cannabis may help relieve your symptoms. Tumbleweeds Health Center is Arizona's premier cannabis certification, health, and education center. Our primary focus is to help the patients of Arizona obtain their medical marijuana card and educate everyone about medical cannabis. With current medical records, approval is a simple process. Contact Tumbleweeds Health Center to see if you qualify for your Arizona medical marijuana card.
Give us a call, 520-838-4430. You can even email us at thctucson@gmail.com. Hop on the website. You can get to us there. It's tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. And we do have an awesome mobile app. So if you go to the first page of our website and click the little picture there, you can get to our mobile app, and there's usually a special or a deal or coupon or something. Go to the coupon page, and you'll usually find something different each month that you can come in and use. Last month, there was 10% off one CBD product of your choice, which was fantastic because we had some people coming in and bought some, like, 500-milligram tinctures, which are great. And like Cannabis Kid was saying, you can use that for darn near anything, headaches, seizures, MS patients, it really helps. Crohn's patients, it really helps. We had a patient come in for migraines, and he came back the next day, and we're like, what happened? He said, well, my wife took my bottle. She said it cured her Crohn's overnight. Yeah, and if you know what Crohn's is, I mean, your intestines are literally in a knot. She said she felt her intestines unravel, literally. No, I don't know if she drank the whole bottle, but she stole it from her husband. So he had to come back and get his own. So her Crohn's darn near cured. Migraines, it's really, really helpful for migraines.
I wonder what the body has been missing out before this, you know.
Yeah. Stress, anxiety.
Just totally overtook the system.
Yeah. People come in and they're
broke
like, I say, you know what this does? It just brings you down to the next level. If you're on edge a little, if you just can't get focused, get grounded, try a little.
See, it's so based on the nervous system.
Yeah.
On on how we as humans take stress and experience stress, hold stress.
And then what it does to our, our bodies, our immune system, our nervous system, all our systems.
And you can look at a six-year-old person and a six-year-old person and find out what...
Who has a more stressful life.
Exactly. Or what they had gone through.
Right.
Because...
Did you say six or 60?
60.
I thought you said six. I'm like, well...
Well, six-year-olds,
six?
They... Some of them
you
are older than others.
Yes, and some of them have been through some bad sandboxes, man. I'm not saying those sandboxes are bad.
But, I mean, that's what we're seeing is that this medicine, this plant, this... amazing plant has so many benefits, and we're still learning about them every single day.
Yeah.
And I think what we're going to come to find out is that, you know, there's so many different strains out there, and there's so many different types of humans out there. And we're going to start seeing that these different strains kind of connect in that way of, you know, first of all, it definitely helps out with a wide array of different ailments, you know, pain, nausea, and those kind of fall into a lot of different things for a lot of different, you know, diseases and different immune, autoimmune deficiencies, things like that. So I think as we're coming up and getting more people to get their hands on it, we're going to see a lot more people take it and research it and find all these different things that we didn't know about.
Oh my God, I love people's creativity.
Yeah,
we're checking out High Time, and the title the
even falls into the sports team.
NBA commissioner says he's opened a medical pot, and the funny thing is, the basketball player, you know, the red, white, and blue basketball player, they've got him holding a bong instead of a basketball. It's just really funny. I'm just so silly like that. I like funny things.
National
okay.
Association.
I love it. Oh, yeah. Okay. We're running with that. That'll be open later. With states all across the nation climbing out of the pit of pot prohibition, it should come as no surprise that professional sports leagues are now starting to discuss the possibility of revising their drug policies, as they should. Although the majority of the debate is so far focused on how cannabis medicine might be used as an alternative to opioid medications for players in the NFL, it was recently revealed that the arena of professional basketball is too giving the treatment option some consideration. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver, who has not exactly been in support of changing the NBA's drug policy with respect to marijuana, is apparently loosening his stance on the concept of players using the herb as a substitute to dangerous prescription drugs. Earlier this week, while attending a Basketball Without Borders camp in Israel, Silver was asked to clarify his position on how the NBA plans to deal with marijuana legalization. His response, which was reported on the league's Reddit page, indicates some openness with respect to delving into the therapeutic potential of the cannabis plant. Quote, "I would say it's something we will look at," Silver said. "I'm very interested in the science when it comes to medical marijuana. My personal view is that it should be regulated in the same way that other medications are if the plan is to use it for pain management," he added. "It's something that needs to be discussed with our players' association, but to the extent that science demonstrates that there are effective uses for medical reasons, we'll be open to it. Hopefully there's not as much pain involved in our sport as some others, so there's not as much need for it."
Wow.
Huge. For now, marijuana is prohibited in the NBA, with players being monitored to some degree through as many as 6 drug tests throughout each 1,230-game season. Unfortunately, due to the league's ultra-restrictive policy on cannabis, it is relatively easy for a player to fail a drug screen. The NBA's rules on marijuana use only allow 15 nanograms of THC per milliliter of blood. To put this in perspective, Olympic players are permitted to show 150 nanograms before encountering any disciplinary action. Wow. Last month, Silver expressed concerns over the idea of revamping the NBA's cannabis policy due to the problems that could arise for those players who get stoned on the road. "I don't see the need for any changes right now," he said, according to NBA.com. It's legal in certain states, but as you know, our players are constantly traveling, and it might be a bit of a trap to say we're going to legalize it in these states, but no, it's illegal in other states and have players get in a position where they're traveling with marijuana and getting in trouble. Okay. Although it is unlikely that the NBA will move to change its policy on marijuana anytime soon, it does sound like the league is placing more focus these days on the overall health of its players. On Monday, the league released some revisions to its 2017-2018 season that will give players more time to recuperate. NBA Commissioner Silver said he and his staff have worked to do away with a situation where teams are forced to play four games in a five-day period, as well as reduce travel time and the number of back-to-backs played during the season. The goal of the amended schedule, Silver said, is to put more of an emphasis on player rest and health. Unfortunately, the new health-driven schedule will not allow players to unwind with weed, at least not this season. But that's really great, though, that they're looking at rest times in between games and such.
On the road.
Well, they play a lot of games. I need to rest.
Some players that smoke on the road.
On the road. On the road again. Well, they had a good point, though. So if you're traveling from one state that is legal to another state that's illegal and your players have it, you're in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, I get it.
Totally get it.
Totally get it.
And but that goes for anybody right now.
Right.
That's not just NBA. That's
right.
Every human being on this.
Very true.
In our country. At
and
any
we've
rate.
Heard, you know, different people get picked up for...
Sorry, I just laughed because I had a picture of Willie Nelson's bust. Remember, like,
yep.
Back in the... Well, 70s, 80s, 90s,
2000s. Right.
Willie, there was always the news report, Willie Nelson's bus got pulled over today with 13 pounds of marijuana. You know, things like that.
Right.
Yeah. Go, Willie. Oldest rocker in the world.
I know.
Hello. Yeah. Anyway.
He's himself alive.
Yeah. He is.
Get off of him, folks.
Get off of Willie. All right. So,
yeah,
That's a good thing to look at. You know, I think it's going to be hard. And this is a discussion that's going to lead into another discussion Cannabis Kid and I were having yesterday. But when cannabis does go legal for everybody, like alcohol, it's going to be a challenge for these athletic groups, football, basketball, hockey, whatever, baseball, to incorporate that into their players' manuals and rules and guides, whatever, just because of all the stigma. So, because they can go out and drink. They can
right.
go to every state and drink if they want.
Right.
It's legal.
Right.
So, having a discussion with someone the other day who didn't want their, how do we say this? They accepted alcohol as a more readily recreational substance than cannabis, and I thought that was interesting because alcohol can kill you. It can flat out kill. I mean, one drink can kill a person
mm-hmm.
if they're in the wrong physiological state. 10 drinks can kill someone. 100 bong hits could not kill someone. We could smoke, well, Cannabis Kid would be asleep in 15 minutes, but we could smoke everything in all the jars in front of us right now, and there
Why
are
you
quite a few. Quite a few. Well, that's what I'm saying. I know the green room's clapping, and they want us to smoke everything in front of us. That's just so that's unheard of.
I know.
That you guys
Look at that. Look
crazy.
At
I know they're going nuts, you guys. They're throwing green confetti now and green M&Ms.
Those it's kids.
Cuckoo.
Every Wednesday,
so
security has to come in at least tell them once to calm down.
Oh, at least once.
At least once
an hour. So it's an interesting conversation that it's okay to socially do alcohol with some, but not cannabis. And, you know, that's all part of education, I think.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of education and not being experienced with it.
Right.
And having preconceived notions and having reefer madness from the government
mm-hmm.
in your head, which is huge.
And what, you know, why and why not? Why?
What, yeah, why?
Why it's good and why it's bad.
Why and what we should, you know what?
And then being able to, you know,
give
them
about cannabis.
Exactly.
Cannabis.
That would be really good. It'd be able to give them the answers that they need so they can now be caught up if that make sense.
Yeah.
Like, caught up.
You need to be caught up.
Educated in that area now. Because it's not the way that everyone made it out to be.
Right.
There's so
no,
much science
it isn't.
Behind it.
There is.
You know?
There's so much behind it now. And people just... Listen, this is a Willie Nelson interview from 2005. There's a question. We were talking, Willie. What's the difference smoking pot 50 years ago and now? And he says it costs more money. That's awesome. You guys are so in the game. They're all in the bar. So in his autobiography, Willie Nelson said that marijuana got him off cigarettes and drinking. He said, yeah, I knew I was killing myself with cigarettes, and I knew I was really putting myself in danger with drinking so much. So somewhere along the way, I decided, wait a minute, you know what you can do. In the early years, I drank all the time, mainly before pot. Up until then, I was into whiskey and uppers. You know, that's the deal. Truck drivers had the bennies when they made those L.A. turnarounds and all that stuff was going around. All the guitar players had it. So... Yeah, that was rough back then. Stevie Nicks didn't do drugs until she got gluten meth. Speaking of Stevie, she gets to see me in a week. Oh, is she happy? She's excited.
You have been texting me.
I don't nonstop. I'm like, she's texting. She's tweeting. I'm like, Stevie, you know I am. I'm right here. I'm right here. Go back to the piano, smoke a little bit of your weed, and get creative.
Write me another song.
Yeah, just keep writing me songs. Thanks so much.
Love you.
Right back at you. So, oh boy, we're just goofy. We're on sour diesel, which makes me silly. Yeah, what's going on in the world? You know what? I think protesters need to smoke bongs before they protest. I think that's going to be, I'm going to be in the front lines of bongs. What do you think? What do you think? Front lines of bongs? I think it's a good idea.
I can't with that whole thing right now. I just can't.
I just think the world, oh, I'm going to go into a Partridge Family song again. We just need some more bongs, man.
Seriously, folks.
We just need more bongs. Give bong. Give.
That was holding me back, but.
Oh, no, he's about to go.
Yeah.
Oh.
There was a video that was about 2 minutes and 14 seconds. A little history of cannabis with Rafael.
Can you shoot
there.
That to me and I'll play it right now? Oh, Rafael Mishulam.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, shoot it over to my message me and we'll put that on there. And then we're going to read about three deadly pharmaceuticals that could be replaced by marijuana.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's a good one. And this is from the Weed Blog. I really like the Weed Blog. But let me see. Oh, let me get on my Facebook page. My old computer took a dive earlier. And let's see what's going on. I'm going to wait for the message. That was 1 year ago. My memory's of Dr. Quinn. Look at, she was so happy. Okay. Waiting for my message. Not getting anything yet. Yeah, you're here. Hello. See, sour diesel. So there are some strains that we probably shouldn't even take. It's sativas for me.
Shiny things.
Yeah, shiny. Yeah, exactly. Shiny things. Here we go. So.
But this was a great one. I really enjoyed the little brief history.
Yeah.
This is actually on our Facebook page. Right now.
And we're going to play it for you live.
Cannabis was used in the Middle East for thousands of years as medicine. Who knows, maybe for other things as well. Many of the tribes at the time used cannabis. Assyrians used it for medicine, used it for excitation, as used it in religion. The Egyptians used it as medicine. Surprisingly, the Greeks and the Romans didn't know about the psychoactivity, but they used the cannabis as an anti-inflammatory drug. Cannabis in India was used by people who want to be delivered from all worries and fear. Well, that's quite a good definition of anti-anxiety. We knew that cannabis had been used for epilepsy in the past. In the past, there is, for example, a translation of Arab story of the 15th century, and it says that one of the Arab leaders had epilepsy. Physician came over and gave him cannabis, and it cured him, but he had to We first tried it in animals, and it worked. So at this point, we decided to go into humans. Trial took place in Sao Paulo. They had about 10 people that had epilepsy that could not be affected by the known drugs. We started giving them high doses of cannabidiol, 200 milligrams per day.
And you were producing the cannabidiol from hashish.
For almost 40 years, we didn't produce it. We isolated it. We separated it from hashish. Hashish contains about 4%, 5% cannabidiol. So it is really quite difficult to isolate, to obtain large amounts, but we did that. We were happy to note that indeed they had no seizures while they were taking cannabidiol. And it was published, and nothing happened afterwards. Cannabis was used in the Middle East for thousands of years
as medicine.
Who knows, maybe for other things as well.
Many of the tribes at the time used
cannabis. And there
you
have it. I don't know why that repeated itself, but...
Oh, it just goes right back on them.
Oh, to autoplay?
Yeah.
It's like
if you didn't like
that.
It the first time, you're going
to
love
you're
it.
You're really
going to
like it now. And you know what else we really like?
Puff, 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 I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a huntin', looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome. Walk into my house, like, what up? I got some good pot. I'm just pumped up, got some herb from the pot shop. Ice in my fridge, it used to be frosty. My friend's like, damn, that's a stoned ass donkey. Rolling in hella high, looking like it's FIFA time. Dominating all my friends as I eat some chili fries. Draped in a Snuggie with my girl sitting next to me. Probably shouldn't have had a big gulp full of iced tea. But shit, it was 99 cents. I'll be blazing and smoking it. About to go and get some munchies next. Passing up on those Cracker Jacks. Reese's Pieces are where it's at. Gotta get me some soda pop. Cotton mouth has been creeping up. But can't remember where I put my keys. Yeah, that's what's up. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. No, for real. Ask your grandpa. Can I take a 65? Deville cruising to my local Publix. Nothing better than rolling with two super fly chicks. They have frozen burritos. I bought frozen burritos. I bought some Ben and Jerry's. And then I bought some Cheetos. Hello, hello, my main man Obama. A couple states have just reformed their laws on marijuana. What you gonna do, send the feds there? Hell no, the DEAs would be like, aw, they got volcanoes.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome.
Know about the science of marijuana? What you know about people suffering from glaucoma? They need it, it helps them with their condition. If you don't believe me, then just ask some eye physicians. Thank your granddad for voting for that guy Richard Nixon is the president who made the plant illegal, but science is now showing that it's medicine for people, and the private sector fighting to keep all of that illegal. Alcohol and tobacco, pharmaceutical prisons. I'll take those four major lobby groups and fight those motherfuckers. They're making money day and night, all those motherfuckers, and bribing Congress out of sight, all those motherfuckers. They'd be like, oh, it's immoral and unhealthy. I'm like, how many people are you making wealth? Anti-marijuana lobbies are making all kinds of profits, and they don't want you to stop it because of all the special interests. I call that getting swindled and pimped shit. I call that getting tricked by the government. That law's hella old, so it's time to update it, regulate it, and then get it under state control. Peak game, look into my political telescope. Think it's gonna stay like this forever? Not hella won't. Not hella won't.
Hey Obama, stop being a hypocrite. You used to smoke weed, fool.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome. Let's end the war on drugs, it's time to hold those gloves. These special interest groups are nothing more than corporate thugs. Let's end the war on weed. The people have agreed. These special interest groups have kept these laws.
pack it down a little bit. How's everybody doing? What's everybody on? What strains are going on? What a lovely morning. This is such a lovely morning.
It is.
It's always
thanks
lovely.
For being in here with
yeah.
us, guys.
Thanks for being here.
We always love
it's
it.
It's so lovely. We're going to tell you about three deadly pharmaceuticals.
In there.
But, yeah, you can marijuana can replace you. Opioid-based painkillers. So why is Big Pharma investing millions of dollars every year in researching and creating its own marijuana-based painkillers? Because Big Pharma recognizes medical marijuana outshines typical medications in many ways. And the prescription drug companies do not want to be left behind with this is recognized on a national level. Medical marijuana is indisputably beneficial in its comparative safeness. According to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, opioids killed more than 33,000 people in 2015, and nearly half of all opioid deaths involved a prescription drug. Since the marijuana boom in America, which began nearly a decade ago with the legalization of medical marijuana in several states such as Colorado and California, the misconception that marijuana is a dangerous street drug is being questioned more and more. Currently, opioids such as oxycodone, fentanyl, hydrocodone, among others, are used to treat both chronic and acute pain. Acute pain being immediate sharp pain, while chronic refers to long-term reoccurring pain. Foreign prescription drug companies such as Israel-based Intex Pharma Limited, Nemesis Bioscience, and Axim Biotechnologies, Inc. are all currently testing non-psychoactive CBD, cannabidiol, in laboratories to see if these types of pain can be mitigated through the use of CBD. With the results yet to be published, we patiently wait to see if marijuana is the next breakthrough in replacing dangerous opioids, too. Sleep aids. Oh, this is it. Where's the ooh button?
Ooh, yeah, you don't have that button.
I know. We need a ooh button.
We need a new sound board.
Yeah. Anyone got one out there that they want to share with us?
A good soundboard that you enjoy?
Not that this isn't. We've enjoyed our soundboard.
Any of our listeners out there have you a fun soundboard that you use?
Maybe it's updated and I just don't even have it in here. Maybe it does have it and I'm like,
You haven't updated the app?
Well, the app updated, but maybe I haven't checked because I got like a favorite section, you know, and we should go to just the soundboard and see what's going on here. I know. Maybe it's just
maybe it's user error.
Yeah. It probably is user error. Usually is. So, sleep aids. Let's go back to those. Oh, look what we do have, though. Ta-da! Sorry. I know. There's a dinosaur? Okay, sorry. According to a study by the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, reported by the New York Daily News, nearly 9 million U.S. adults resort to prescription sleeping pills. 9 million. U.S. adults use sleep aids. Wow. Sleep aids like Ambien and Zolpidem are not only addictive, but can lead to ER visits and possibly even death. They become especially dangerous when paired with alcohol or other medications. There is also a risk of overdosing on sleeping pills where no such risk exists for marijuana. Insomnia affects individual's ability to function normally throughout the day, sufferers experience drained energy, impaired mental activity, and altered moods. Marijuana comes in two major strains, sativa and indica. Sativa strains tend to worsen insomnia. Indica strains tend to relax the body and mind and result in drowsiness. For prolonged sleep, we recommend taking indica edibles rather than the smoke or vapor, although smoking or vaporizing makes immediate effects. The high tends to wear... It tends to wear off after a few hours and could result in waking up in the middle of the night. Edibles, on the other hand, tend to take longer to kick in but last 6 to 8 hours, so restless patients have a better chance of staying asleep throughout the whole night. Please be cautious if you are new to edibles. Do not redose if their effects are not felt in the assumed time frame. And I'm so glad they said that because, you know, we're telling patients, new patients, even seasoned patients to start with a half a milligram, you know, just get it in your body and see how that does. Take more the next day. Don't take any more, like, because people assume that it's going to go into effect like that. And like we were just reading, it takes about an hour for an edible to go into effect, but it can last 6 to 12 hours. smoke lasts 2 to 4 hours, vapor 2 to 4 hours. But be careful. Don't redose yourself at all. That's what I say. I just say take a little the first day, try a little bit more the next day, and maybe even more the third day if you need it. Find your right dosage in milligrams, but don't start out, if you're new, don't start out with 10 milligrams. You know, that's a lot for people.
Right.
That's a lot of CBD.
Mm-hmm.
Even in CBD, we sell them a half a mil, you know, a couple drops. People deal with a couple drops.
It's new to your body. It's not that it's new to your body, but your body hasn't had it in such a long time.
Well, and we don't need that much of it.
Right.
It's not like Western medicine where you need mm-hmm. 1,000 milligrams of ibuprofen to get rid of a headache.
Right.
You might need a couple drops, not even a milligram of CBD, not even an entire plant. I mean, just even hemp could do it for you. Our doctor has, he's 80-something. He had restless leg and leg cramps all during the night, and he started taking CBD and sleeps like a baby, he says. So, you know, it's just that missing link to a system we already have. We just need to re-link it.
Well said.
Oh,
well said.
Anti-anxiety drugs.
Oh, this is a big one.
This is huge. Anxiety disorders are often misunderstood and poorly treated. That is so true. With benzodiazepines, I don't know, such as Xanax, Clonopin, Ativan, Valium,
yeah.
There you go.
Benzos. The benzos. The downers.
Although not physically addictive, this class of drugs can cause serious dependency issues. According to the American Public Journal, reported by the New York Times in 2013, nearly 5.6% of Americans filled a benzo prescription, and approximately 300,000 people died from an overdose. 5.6% of Americans? Holy cow. These numbers are too staggering. And that was in 13. In March 2014, Vanderbilt University led a study on the effectiveness of treating anxiety through medical marijuana. They found that the cannabinoid receptors in the brain are pivotal in regulating anxiety and triggering the fight or flight responses that are essential to human survival. Those suffering from anxiety disorders often accidentally trigger these cellular responses in the cannabinoid communication in the amygdala, which can then create fake fight or flight scenarios, resulting in unnecessary anxiety. It's that balance. Since marijuana produces endocannabinoids and affects the same receptors in the brain, its use can help regulate anxiety and alleviate anxiety disorders. And here, they have a little thing, 5 marijuana strains for anxiety. It says, it should be noted, the same study also found that some of the heavy habitual users actually incurred the opposite effect and showed increased levels of anxiety. Big Pharma is predicting a giant increase in the number of Americans wanting marijuana-based painkillers, sleepy aids, and calmers. When the law changes, they expect to be ready. Well, and I want to go back to the little paragraph before. Some users experience more anxiety. And why is that? Because we're not all wired the same. Not everybody has the same response to everything the same. I can have one shot of tequila. Someone can have 10. If I had 10, I would die. That would be it for me. I can have 10 bong hits and the other person can only have one. You see what I mean? We're all wired differently. We can handle different things in our lives. And some people, the ADHD, ADD, they're kind of wired a little backwards almost,
mm-hmm.
where they need a stimulant to calm them down.
Mm-hmm.
So for those people, it would have had the opposite effect, and it would have created anxiety for them. And that, you got to watch that, and that's what we tell people, to be careful and not to give up on the first try of cannabis,
mm-hmm.
because it can scare you if you're not used to it, and if it does create panic or anxiety, you know you're not using the right strain. But don't give up. No. Because you need to try different things. It's the same thing. Ibuprofen works for some people. Advil works for some people. Tylenol works for some people. Aleve works
right.
for some people. Aleve never works for me. Exactly. Aleve never works for me. But I have a friend that loves Aleve. So.
I don't know. I don't take any of them.
Yeah. Living with anxiety can be extremely tough. Prescription drugs may make you feel worse or not help at all. But marijuana is great for so many things, and anxiety is just one of them. With times and laws changing, marijuana is even now more available and is a much safer route than prescription drugs. There are thousands of marijuana strains out there, so it can be overwhelming when it comes to choosing the right strain for you. Most strains that are best for treating anxiety are hybrids, meaning they have a mixture of sativa and indica in the plant together. Known to be more uplifting and energetic, sativa plants usually grow tall and thin outdoors and can reach over 25 feet high. It's known for having a more grassy or earthy type of odor to it, and it's best for daytime smoking. Indica plants normally grow wide, but short, and are better for growing indoors. It leaves a very strong body high that can have you glued to your couch for hours, but it will have you feeling extremely relaxed. Indica is the best strain for pain management and insomnia. Here are the five best strains for anxiety. Khalifa Kush, also known as KK. Khalifa Kush was created by the famous rapper most of us known as Wiz Khalifa. While it is said that the original strain masterminded by Wiz is not available to the public, the strain they call Khalifa Kush has all the same effects, tastes, and aromas as the original. KK is known for its sour, lemony, and piney smell, similar to OG Kush. KK is ideal for morning use, like a wake and bake, and will have you feeling happy and relaxed. Smoking KK can definitely help dim down your stress and help battle anxiety. And so, you know, just so that you know, if you've not used, you know, cannabis before, the reason they would recommend a hybrid is so that you don't want too much sativa, you know, and you don't want too much indica. You don't want to go to sleep.
Right.
But you want something, you want a little sativa to give you a little boost, but you're already a little boosted, so you don't want, the indica will help bring that back down. So it's a nice blend.
Nice little hybrid.
Yeah, nice little hybrid, because if you were to do all indica for most people, not for us, but for most people, it would make them too sleepy or too relaxed.
Some of those do that.
Yeah, caramelicious. Chem Dog Sour Diesel, Chem Sour, is a sativa dominant hybrid blended from Sour Diesel seeds and Chem Dog D. Chem Sour has a sharp and funky bite for the first sit and also has a funky fuel and pine aroma. Smoking Chem Sour will leave you uplifted and positive. Anxiety prone people should smoke Chem Sour in small doses due to the strain being known for how untouchable this bud makes you feel. Uh-oh, maybe this isn't a good one. Chem Sour is also really great for producing creativity and keeping you focused. Only downfall is a severe dry mouth that comes with it, but it's nothing a tall glass of iced tea can't fix. This next one sounds lovely, White Diesel.
Mm-hmm.
White Diesel is another sativa dominant plant with a mixture of White Widow, with flavors from New York City diesel. The White Diesel buds create the diesel fumes that you would expect from any diesel plant, along with a zesty, flavorful mix of spice, grapefruit, and lemons. White Diesel makes an intensely uplifting head buzz and makes a relaxing body high, making this bud perfect for pain, stress, and anxiety. Medical marijuana patients find White Diesel the most beneficial due to its abilities to crush anxiety and depression, along with treating migraines. After taking a few hits of White Diesel, you will be in a euphoric state of mind and feel relaxed and ready to face the day. And here's one, Doctor Who. This says it has a THC level of 17.65 and CBD of 0.88. With Doctor Who, you will soar high, no pun intended, and literally feel like you are traveling into another dimension. It's not as scary as it sounds. Okay, so I don't know why they would pick that one for anxiety, because people with anxiety don't want to travel to other dimensions, I don't think.
Some of them do.
Doctor Who is a very potent indica flower that was originally ironed by homegrown natural wonders. They masterminded the Doctor Who strain by combining strains of mad scientists and time wrecks. This strain is made up of 60% indica and is a great bud for relieving pain, stress, and appetite loss. Doctor Who is also really great for mood disorders such as bipolar, depression, and anxiety, and also helps to ease symptoms of disorders such as OCD and PTSD. A lot of letters. Doctor Who won't leave you sedated, but it promotes a tough body high and eases the mind. Doctor Who is a top pick for smoking at any time of the day or night. This flower, when smoked in an odor in the air of sweet, but yet sour, and it tastes sweet and sour too. Doctor Who is best suited for indoor gardens, and it takes up to 63 days to fully grow. Doctor Who is the go-to bud for so many different mood disorders, or just to make you feel better if you're having a bad day. The only negative that may come into smoking is dry eyes and dry mouth. But I don't know that for anxiety, you want to travel to another dimension. So you have to pick your strains appropriately. All right. Keeping
for those who do.
For those who do, go Doctor Who. Okay, now I can't even get back to my regular, oh boy.
Visual programs?
Yeah, no, it's a sound effects machine. It's they throw up games in between, and I can't figure out how to get the heck out. Oh, there's the little X. And then sometimes the games are so fun that I just, you know, I'll just start playing the game. Oh, no. People all during the show. And it's just a mad mess. All right, Fruit Loop. Smells just as good as it sounds. And is indica dominant. And it leaves a sweet tropical flavor in your mouth. But reeks of blueberry and grapefruit and falls from the White Widow strain. The hybrid plant is very high in potency and has a moderate body high. Fruit Loops is great for the social butterfly looking for confidence to spark up an interesting conversation and combat daily life stressors. Fruit Loops is perfect fit for crushing your anxiety and dealing with stress. There are literally no negative effects to smoking this strain. Fruit Loops. All right. I can do it. Okay. I'm not so sure about, you know, again, launching you into another dimension if you're already anxious. That might be.
Some people want to go there, Belle.
Not if you're anxious?
Some people need to go there.
Yeah, no. I know there's a need. So sometimes you just want to hand your friend that bong and say, just please. It's like a Snickers thing. Here, have a Snickers.
Right.
Here, have a bong. You're not quite feeling yourself.
You know you're not going to give them sativa. You give them a really nice indica.
Or hybrid. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, all right. What you got?
The hybrid. We talked about
it. You know, the hybrid. What do you got over there?
Well, I do want to talk to a little bit of people about buying shares. Like, right now.
Okay.
Right now, you've been hearing a lot of things.
Been interested in lately.
Yeah. You've been hearing a lot about the penny stocks and things like that for these marijuana shares out there. And I've done a little bit of research, and a lot of the Belle was talking about the pharmaceutical companies who are adopting and THC treatment and CBD treatment into their medicine. And so just being on the lookout out there, I started doing some more research and finding out which ones were, which ones weren't, and some that you can pick up for like under a dollar. So if you are share traders out there and you're looking for ones that are pretty low right now and will eventually get up there, there's one company that I am looking at, and it has to do with Alzheimer's and medication working with the THC and CBD cannabinoids, and how they're incorporating that into their I'm looking for it as we're doing this. And so as they're putting this whole medicine, I guess, pharmaceutical together, it is going to be something that will help people totally, I guess, recover from. Yes. India globalization capital. And right now you can pick those up for 40 cents. Right now. And so just a little bit about Indian Globalization Capital. It's engaged in development of cannabis-based therapies to treat PTSD, seizures, chronic and terminal neurological and oncological diagnosis, and other life-altering conditions in support of the mission of IG. Has assembled a portfolio of patents filling for its phytocannabinoid-based treatments, and the cannabis and the company was by is headquartered in Beth.
Send a link.
Yeah, I'll send this link out for everybody. But check it out. There's a lot of these pharmaceutical companies that are adopting THC and cannabis therapies into their treatment plan and trying to get on the bus before some of the other places are. But check it out.
And also check this out.
Canna Health is a digital magazine focused on knowledge, safe access, and advocacy with a monthly subscription readership. It's loaded with scientific and clinical articles from various healthcare professionals, profiles of cannabis clinics offering safe access to medicines, national and local organizations open to the public, and real-life patient success stories. It's free to subscribe, so don't miss another issue of Canna Health.
Yeah, check it out. Check it out on our website, actually. They're one of our great sponsors, so you can just click their link. You go to the radio section, and you can get right to their online digital magazine. I can't even believe we're this time of the show already. But we love Hempathy. This is great. It's such a great book, and we're going to get Ivan on here. But Hempathy, Food for Thought, is an attempt to show at a glance the illogical distinction between what's socially and legally accepted, the why, and what's forbidden, the why not. Scientists and doctors are making wonderful discoveries about how cannabis exerts its beneficial effects. We need to publicize their findings in an unbiased way to the widest possible audience. We need to stop the obstruction of research and the criminalization of a useful plant. Like cannabis, information is meant to be shared at www.why-whynot.net. All right, why? Got an angry priest up here and the devil's. Looks like whatever, Satan, whoever that's supposed to be. And they've got pitchforks and Adam and Eve, and she just took a, they're both eating the apple. And the priest is shaming everybody, and, you know, the whole church thing, the whole negative aspect of the church thing. Why? A doctrine of hypocrisy and fear. Why? The Catholic Church is the world's largest Christian church, claiming more than a billion members. Led by the Pope, it defines its mission as spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ, administering the sacraments, and exercising charity. Yet, during the years of Inquisition, the Church inflicted tortures and incarcerated over 125,000 individuals for religious heresy. An estimated 6,000 were executed, and some 60,000 women burned at the stake as witches. Today, more than 10,000 allegations of sexual abuse on minors have been filed against Catholic priests in the U.S., thousands more in Ireland and many other countries. The BBC has reported on allegations that the current Pope, when he was a cardinal, and this is back in 2010, so when he was a cardinal heading the Congregation of the Doctrine of the Faith, helped cover up the mass rapes of children by priests. Cardinal Ratzinger was responsible for enforcing a secret Vatican decree to shelter the perpetrators and silence the victims of abuse. And so why not? Doctrine of love. And there you have Jesus standing around in a beautiful field. Well, no, he's in the desert, but there's trees back there. So they're probably a little short, stubby indica bushes. Everyone's smoking a hookah. There's birds in his hands and butterflies flying around, little angels, wings and hearts. Little angels. Look, there's a bunny in the desert. Where are you from? Must have been Disney picture. There are bunnies in the desert. We got some hares out here. Why not a doctrine of love? Although most Christian religions demonize cannabis, little do they know that Jesus Christ, the Anointed One, the man who preached of love and forgiveness, gained his title through a Hebrew ritual reserved to high priests, prophets, and kings, in which one was drenched in the holy anointing oil created from several aromatic herbs, including kanaf basam, cannabis. Not to forget, and God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth, and so it was. And the earth brought forth grass, and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind, and God saw that it was good. Oh my gosh. And on that note, we're going to say thank you for joining us the week and say, just do good out there, folks. Oh, and that was the end of it. So why not? Wow, we finished Empathy. I can't believe it. We did it again.
Let me find another book. We're going to read some.
Yeah, we will. We'll be right back.
Right now. Today we'll find it.
Today we'll find it. But today, thanks for listening. Yeah, we love you guys. Sorry about all the bong hits. I mean, we're not sorry. Maybe we missed them. And you'll forget all about the show until next week. But thanks so much for being here. Go do good. Go smoke some weed and go volunteer somewhere.
Yeah. Definitely go volunteer.
Be a good citizen. All right, folks. Remember,
be smart,
be safe, and educate.
Thank you.